2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. All right, now I got it working. Taped a good 15 minutes. Wasn't even recording. I don't know what's the matter with this thing. Okay. Oh yeah, this is kind of a personal note here, so everybody else beat it. Josephine, sweetheart, why don't you do me a big, big favor? And take some real sexy pictures of yourself. Get Andy to take them. She'll do it for you. And I don't think she'll tell anybody or anything like that. Take some, you know, nice, you know, fairly bare pictures for me. You know, with a real sexy pair of bikini panties and maybe a bra, maybe not, whatever you feel like. Get a Playboy magazine out, and, find some pictures you think look pretty good, and take the same kind of poses and stuff like that, and take them with your mother's Polaroid camera and mail them to me, okay? I sure would appreciate it. And while everybody else is away and not listening to this, I hope, you're something, you know that? I really love you. I got to really thinking about you last night for some reason, and I don't know, just in a way I hadn't thought about you before. It was just strange, I don't know. I really miss sleeping with you, making love to you. But I think about you all the time. I don't think about any of these, I don't know, if you want to call them girls. I haven't even messed with them. The VD rate in this company is pretty bad. I figured it wasn't worth it. Most guys agree. Girls over here look like they're about 8 years old, all of them. And, I don't know. I've been true to you so far. I don't think it'll be any problem going the whole year. It's, you know, other women just don't interest me. Or these others don't. Those Australians might, but they're not even around. So, I don't know. But, do send me some sexy pictures of yourself, and I guess we'll have to make those do for a while. When I see you at an R&R, you just better be ready, because well, I'm gonna take some good ones, not lewd ones, but good ones. There's just, you know, I like to leave a lot, little to the imagination. But I was just looking at your pictures all last night and just noticed that I didn't have any real sexy pictures of you. They were just kind of, you know, sent, you know, the kind you send to grandmother and mom and dad and all the kids and the family. So, I don't know. A lot of guys over here are doing it. Some of them took some before they left. And, I haven't seen any of them. I've seen a few with, bathing suits and stuff. one of them with baby doll pajamas, but you know, just these are just for me and you, you know. So yeah, I don't think Andy will mind taking them. I don't think Barton quite would understand, but I'm sure Andy will. And if you don't send me some, I'll send a letter to Andy and tell her to do it, and I know she will. So would you do that for me? Oh, one other thing. You said you wanted what I want on these care packages. If you could find a way to do it, send me a loaf of bread, regular old white bread, you know, just like you buy at the store. Because, believe it or not, there is no such animal in Vietnam as bread, like I know it, like you know it. They have this hard, narrow stuff that's about 2 inches wide, and it, you know, it's kind of like yesterday morning's toast. Only instead of being soggy with butter, it's soggy with air. And, you know, it's really, really rank stuff. A couple of the other guys have gotten bread in care packages, and it's the number one item. We can get peanut butter over here, so... Peanut butter comes in our sea rations. And we can get crackers. But bread is something else. And I sure would like a peanut butter sandwich with real bread. If I have another pair of Bermuda shorts at home, send them. If I don't worry about it. I've got about 3 shirts here, a pair of Levi's and a pair of Bermuda shorts. And that's really about all I need. That's really all I wear. I can't think of anything else I need, really. Some pictures of you. And some bread. Bread and sex. That's all you need. Don't need any money. Oh, speaking of money, I forgot last time. I'm just going to send you some of our money, didn't, wasn't I? Okay, now this time I'm really going to do it. Now, it's going to be in this cassette. It better be. Alright? Of course, you can't spend it anywhere, and I'm not going to give you anything very big, because I sure can spend it over here. But it's fun to look at. I'll send you a quarter and a 50-cent piece. Maybe a dollar bill if I've got it. See if I can find a nice new one. But, send me some bread in your next package, whenever it may be. The candy, the lollipops and the lifesavers get real gooey. They kind of melt over here, actually. And sometimes, well, we were lucky this time. They didn't make a mess on anything else, but they did, you know, not really very edible when they get over here. Because the whole roll of lifesavers just melts. But the kids around here liked them anyway. The Vienna sausages we can't get over here, so of course send those again. And the dried meat, you know, because I like that. We can get the peanuts over here. But I enjoyed it all. It was all good. The Jell-O. I still haven't managed to get some water to make the Jell-O yet. I'm gonna do that though. I'll wait till we'll have a celebration here. Next time somebody has a birthday, we're gonna make some Jell-O. Wow, Jell-O. It's funny how you all of a sudden really, really want, you know, the things you always take for granted over there, like bread and Jell-O. You know, nothing really. Now, stereos, we've got them. TV sets, we've got them. The big stuff, we've got, you know. But it's just a few of the little things that you really miss. We get almost anything that comes in a can. I don't know why they don't put Vienna sausages in these sea rations. They put every other kind of meat and make it taste like tuna. No matter what it is, whether it's turkey or chicken or steak, it all tastes the same. It all tastes like kind of like tuna fish, only not fishy, but it has that kind of texture, and it's all watery and runny, and it's edible. It's good sometimes, but it gets old fast. We have barbecued steak every Saturday night, you know. It's old Bramable. Now, can you hear those tanks? Yeah, you can. Okay. Had to play it back, see if you could. Yeah, they've been driving up and down our road out here. In a Furor. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. We get steak every Saturday night. Brahma Bull. That's what it is. I'm not kidding. I know, because we bring the side of beef in. We eat... The U.S. prepares the beef right over here. They've got their own stockyards, I guess. And the Army does it. I didn't know that you could be an Army cowboy if you wanted to. But it's all Brahma cattle. But so are those good Texas steaks. And these are not bad, really. And then we get... I don't know where all the rest of it comes. We get a lot of fresh fruit, too. From California and Florida. But bread, for some reason, that's also gotten locally. And that's the only thing that the local commodities that are gotten that just don't meet up with American standards. The steak, the meats and stuff, potatoes, and all that's good, boy. It really is. But the bread, ugh. I don't know. I guess the way they knead it by walking in it or something, but it tastes, it's real heavy. Real heavy. And the slices are real small, and they have that real thick, hard crust all the way around them. Yeah. But send me any kind of bread. Roll of French bread, regular loaf of bread, you know. Pound and a half loaf or whatever it is. Box it up so it won't get crushed. And it only takes about 4 or 5 days to get over here. And if you get it fresh in the store and box it up that day and mail it that night, it'll still be fresh when it gets here, because these other guys get bread from home and it stays fresh if you wrap it up real good. It certainly stays fresher than the stuff we get over here. Oh, let's see. Other than that, that's all I really need to make my life complete over here. Oh, yeah. Just for grins. Send me one 300 Weatherby cartridge and one 300 Winchester cartridge, you know. I know that you'll be able to scrounge some cases up around there somewhere. And just throw those in the next box and mail them to me. Tape them to the bottom so they won't rattle out or something like that. Like I say, they don't worry about the mail going out of the U.S. That's legal. Tape them to something that's metal. In the packs. Well, I can't think of anything. Just tape them to something so that they won't rattle in the corners. And let's see, what else? Oh yeah, I told you on the tape before, once you mail me some hand-loaded 38 special ammunition. Yeah, I still need that. Send it in small quantities in a care package with the bread and stuff. Pack it all in bread. Yeah, that'll be all right. real small lots, maybe 10 rounds in each package or something like that. And mail that to me. I'd like to get at least 6 anyway, even if you don't load anymore. As a matter of fact, there should be a bunch around the house if y'all look for them. What'd you do with my box? Tell me that. Did you lock or leave all the... I left that morning and, oh gosh, it was a mess. I don't even remember whether the thing was locked up or not. But, I think I greased up all the guns the night before. They should keep the whole time. Every now and then, check them. Be sure that they're not stored in some damp place where they're beginning to accumulate rust. I don't know. I just hope they'll be all right. If they start getting rusty or something like that, get them out, clean them up, pack them away again, or have John do it, or you can do it for that matter if you don't mind getting your hands greasy. That cup grease that we get at the gas station is good because it won't drip into the stocks and make the wood split. Oil make the wood split if you... Petroleum oil makes the wood split. Linseed oil won't, but the petroleum oil is hard on the wood. And the grease won't run off. It'll stay there. And they should be in pretty good shape. Check them every now and then. Hey, I certainly don't want those, especially the Winslow and the Winchester and the 30-06. If you're shooting a 30-06 every day, then it should be in good shape. Keep it out, keep it dry, and every now and then just run an oily rag down the bore. That's all you need to do. You don't have to worry about brushing it or anything. And every now and then just wipe the outside of it with an oily rag. And do the same thing with the 38. You don't need to worry about scrubbing out the bore or anything like that, as long as you shoot the ammunition that I've made for it, or regular commercial ammunition. Watch John's soft lead bullets. They kind of lead up the bores. But he knows how to clean it. To have him clean it for you every now and then. And I imagine you got the Browning all oiled down. Hope that didn't tear up that box too much. That was, I don't know, I should have kept it. But, well, I don't know, maybe it's just as good as I didn't. I don't have it to worry about now. Golly. I got to thinking about that mad morning there before I left, and it's just as clear in my mind as it can be. Oh, gosh, was I sick. Oh, I really never been that sick in my life. And I didn't think I drank that much. I must have. And you want to know something? To this day, I haven't... I drink beer every now and then, but I really have laid off the hard liquor. That stuff is... That's hard on your system. Beer is not too bad. I've developed quite a taste for beer over here for some reason. And, I don't know, maybe it's because the Cokes are all too sweet or something. The Cokes we get over here are in the old hard-topped can type, you know, that take a can opener. Been so long since I'd seen them that it was kind of strange. They're all that way, all in those... all steel cans, no aluminum cans over here. And very often the cans are rusty on the outside, either because I don't know whether it takes them that long to get over here or that they just rust fast when they get here. But I'd never seen that in a grocery store, but you'd be surprised how much food we eat out of rusty cans on the outside. Of course, they're not rusting on the inside, or not rusting through anything, but they do have a little bit of rust around the edges on the outside, which I thought was kind of unusual. A little little things that are strange over here. As a matter of fact, everything over here rusts bad. Even an M16, which is supposed to be rust-proof, rusts. The 38 Specials have a terrible time. They're wrecks in 6 months. Even brand new ones. You wouldn't believe it. The 45s that have Parker-esque finishes are stand up a little better. Everything really rusts fast. Rust fast. Yeah. Oh yeah, I got a fan over here. It's got plastic blades on it and plastic housing. And I'm sure it's run continuously for the year before I came over here. It'll run continuously while I'm over here. And I'll sell it to the next guy. And it'll probably run continuously for him. Yeah, I've got a fan and a room and my own reading lights, a lounge chair. It's a lot bigger now than the first room I had. It's about twice as long, same width. I'd say it's about 20 feet long and about 8 feet wide. It's long. It's cool. I've got a roof on it. And yeah, it's comfortable. As a matter of fact, I don't know. This could almost be livable if I had some companionship of the female variety with blue eyes and blonde hair, and it every now and then twerped. Oh, you just. I just think of you all the time. You. Are you gonna be the same when I get back? You're gonna run into walls and stuff. Ride your horse. Still smoking. Yes, you're quite a woman. I don't know how many men luck out like I do. Marry somebody like you. Just, I don't know. Seems like ever since we got married, all I do is leave you. Then it's a honeymoon all over again when I get back. I don't know. Yeah, this is the last time for sure. I really owe you a lot, don't I? Because you put up with so much. Yeah, this really makes life at Fort Walters, where I got to see you every day, real reasonable, doesn't it? Yeah, I was just thinking, well, 5 o'clock, I ought to go see Joanne for an hour at the SAV. But you're right. For some reason, it's not as bad as it was in basic. I don't know why. But it doesn't seem to be as bad as it was in basic. I guess because basic was, you didn't know. That was the big thing. You never knew whether you're going to ever see me again or not, you know. Now you have a definite date. And you know exactly what's going to happen. And that is it. And that's the last time and never again. No matter what. So I guess that does make it a little better. Most guys wait until late to take their R&R, like after about 9 months, which is a pretty good idea, because that way you get the bulk behind you. It's really hard coming back after R&R if you've got a long time to go. Take R&R about 9 months, and then if we don't get the 2 month drop, then I'm going to take a leave. If we do get the 2 month drop, then of course after 9 months I'll have a month and that'll be it. And during that month I'll be short, so I won't have anything to do. They're not going to get me to fly very much once I get short. And you're short once you're the next to leave. When you're the next guy to leave Vietnam, it's really, really something outstanding. We got the guy here is Mr. Keck. He's a course, he's CW2 by now, and he's the next guy to leave. And I never knew what they meant by, you know, at walk school we always used to say, short, short, and then next. We're not short, we're next. Well, that's what where they get the expression, you know. Then you get short, and then you're next. And when you're next, man, nobody bothers you. Nobody tells you what to do. No, you don't have to do anything, you know. It's just, you don't, we got this one mission called training carrier. That's a taxi cab between here and Saigon for generals, what have you. It's the ultimate and lush job because you always eat at the Red Carpet Inn in Benoit, which is where all the generals eat. They got some good restaurants around here, believe it or not. But anyway, they all eat there, and it's a real neat mission. It's so cool. You don't even carry door gunners, but the guys that are short all wear chicken plates. Yeah. What was I gonna say? I can't remember what I was gonna say. Oh well. But anyway. I'm downhill now. There's only, when Keck moves out of our hooch, there'll only be one guy in here that'll be shorter than me. Of course, that's not saying much. Everybody else just got in a couple of weeks ago. But, I don't know. Time's passing. What's today? Today's the 15th. Today's payday. Good deal. Oh, yeah? 15th of August. Think back of what I was doing this time a year ago. I was learning, I hadn't soloed yet in a 23. We went into the walk company shortly after the 4th of July and 4 weeks of pre-flight. Yep, we just now started about 2 weeks into flying. Was it two or it was, I think it was the third week of flight school that I soloed. That was really something. That seems so long ago.
Wow.
Seems so long ago, and it seemed to have passed so quickly. Oh, that'll be great.
Well.
Ah, you haven't even come close to finishing off this tape yet. What I ought to do is I ought to record some music and send it to you. Wouldn't that be awful? No. Oh, I know what I'll do. This ought to prove to be interesting. This is a letter I got yesterday. It's dated July 4th, 1970. Letter number 3. I'm gonna read it to you. You know, just like here I am, you know, Richard Crane. I just picked up my mail. Oh man, a letter. Oh, good deal. It's an old one. I like the old ones for some reason. Dear Richard, happy 4th of July. Blow up your balloons and celebrate. Oh yes, of course, is enclosed a little yellow balloon. I have this weekend off from work and I've spent all day riding Rebel. Tomorrow we are taking Rebel and Tuesday up to the mountains to ride. That's something I always wanted to do too, is take the horses up, but you know, I didn't have any ways. I have to get a horse trailer when I get back. What's that item number 5 trillion that we're going to get when I get back? Okay. I shot at a groundhog but missed him. About 3 inches too low. But I'll get him next time. Well, that's a good sign of shooting. It's better to be 3 inches low than 3 inches high, because if you're 3 inches low, you know how much you missed him by. And if you're 3 inches high, you don't know whether it's 3 inches or 3 feet. So, and even if you're low, you might throw some dirt at him and stun him and make him stay there or something. I don't know. You didn't say whether you used the 38 or the rifle, but I don't see how you can miss with a rifle, so it must have been the 38. David's trial is Monday. David's always going to trial, I tell you. It is the only fine. It's only to find out if they have enough evidence to go to a trial. I'll let you know how it turns out when I learn the results. David's draft number turned out to be 79, so he will have that to face. It really shook him up when you left. and he still talks of going to Canada. I don't know. I think about going to Canada, but I don't know. I was kind of curious about what war was really like. I think curiosity more than anything else made me stay. Sometimes now I wish I'd gone to Canada, but I'm sure next 4th of July I'll be glad that I didn't go to Canada. That he thinks about it makes him only normal. I don't think he should go. I think that would be bad. Especially the way the war's shaping up now, it seems to really be toning down here considerably. So, and if it continues to tone down, I wouldn't worry about the army too much. Army life is rough, all right, but it's not permanent. And, well, I don't know, I think David might be able to profit by it. He thinks he hates the system now. Whaley gets out of the army, boy, he'll really have a chip on his shoulder, like me. Okay, is it? David's draft number turned out to be 79, so I had that to face. Really shook him when I left. I always put myself in there. And he still talks of going to Canada. Try and write to him and give him some good sound advice. Well, you had my little bit of advice. He looks up to you and would listen to you. Yeah, well, don't listen to me, because look where I am. Did I tell you that the finance people for the trailer called and wanted to know where their June payment was? Oh, really? Did you tell them it was in the bank and they weren't getting it? I simply told them that you had called them a month ago and to not bother me again until they had everything straightened out with the insurance company and Commodore Trailers. You deserve a feather in your cap for that statement. Now just don't bother me again till you get squared away. you're a doll, man. We had a terrific thunderstorm today. It uprooted several huge trees and blew in plate glass windows at the Murphy store. I've got a map of Vietnam with every village marked on it, so let me know where you go. I'm counting the days until you can come home. Well, Mark Song Bay, Phuc Binh, Lai K. I haven't seen Lai K on a Vietnamese map yet. I have to write it in all the time, so I don't know what the deal is there. It's really rather enjoyable living at home again. Mom and I seem to be able to talk to each other now, something we never really did. Daddy's heart has been acting up a little, but he is recovering fast. Poor Daddy, he's just getting so old so easily, or so early. I know he must be bored to death, and it really shows in his actions. He's really getting more senile and narrow-minded. His temper is short, but he can't help it, and he is so happy to have me around to talk about horses with and tell tall tales to. William Kennan hasn't been able to find another job since he quit the one at Lake of the Woods. Actually, I really think he just wants to loaf. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. He ought to loaf. Tell him to loaf for me, too. He's at the rebellious stage now, and nobody can tell him anything. Why would anybody want to tell him anything? I just don't understand you people. Did I tell you about Barton and friends got robbed on their way to Maine? Somebody broke into their locked car while they were at lunch and stole their cameras and some baggage. You see why I always like to park and sit with my car in sight when we're traveling? See there? Pays off, doesn't it? Your mom is so sweet to me. She seems so concerned about my welfare. I'm not too sure that she thinks I should work this summer. When I told her I had a job, she asked me if I was sure I wanted to work. Actually, I'm enjoying working. I enjoy the job and everyone out at the hospital is so nice. I spend the days working and the afternoons writing, and I'm enjoying it. As for going to Maine with Andy and Cindy, I don't think I will. I'll have to quit my job, and I doubt if I could find another one when I get back. Jobs for females are scarce in Culpeper. This summer, believe me, I've looked so since I've seen all the sights they are going to see several times, I'll just sit tight. I'll travel next year when I can go places with you.
You mean me?
Oh, well, fool, sweetheart. Besides, they still will be going out on dates and such, and I'll feel out of place sitting in the hotel alone every evening. I'm going to try and con John into helping me clean the stalls, but I'll probably have to wait until Barton comes home before John would be talked into that. Rebel is so fat that I'm going to have to keep him stalled and put him on a diet so I can hunt him this fall. Oh yes, your Aunt Pat and Uncle Nick have separated. They say they are getting a divorce, but Uncle Nick is staying at the apartment in hopes that Pat comes back. Send lots of letters to keep one lonely wife happy. Talk to me. Husband of mine, I love you, Joanne. Well, sweetheart, got 90 minutes here, even if I did have to fill it in by reading your own letter. But, I don't know. You can kind of tell what I think when I read yours. You can read me one of mine if you want to, if you can make it out. Oh yeah, what questions did you have in the letter? I can't remember. You just wanted me to talk to you. Okay, well, I'm talking to you. I think on the next tape I'm gonna make it. I'm just gonna, well, I don't know. I'm still trying to tape a combat assault, but I'm gonna tape the other side. I just lay in bed and talk to you. I don't know. My tape recorder was acting up there a while back, and I can't remember whether I told you what I wanted to tell you, but we finally got to see a movie last night. It was Charlie. I hadn't seen that in the U.S. I was going to, but I didn't get a chance to for some reason. You know about the mentally retarded guy that they operated on and made a genius out of him? That was really quite a movie. It inspired me. Educating myself slip here a little bit in the past couple of years, especially since flight school. I consider any kind of learning something new, you know, nice. And I was learning in flight school, so I didn't feel depreciating. But now I do. I haven't learned anything in a long time now. So I'm going to see if I can't scrounge up some books and cram my mind a little bit. I can't remember whether I told you this before. I've read a couple of books, Three Faces of Eve and what have you. I think it's on the other side anyway, but rambling in circles. I can't remember whether my tape recorder was taping in or not. Pretty sure it's taping now. But I'm gonna start reading some of the stuff that, you know, everybody should read, but nobody ever does. There must be a couple of books that I've always wanted to read. read every magazine I can get cover to cover now. My subscription to Newsweek hasn't, there's a new U.S. News and World Report, I can't remember. Well, anyway, it hasn't come through yet. But, and I got a buddy in the next room who's gonna subscribe to Playboy. And, I gotta find some books. That's all there is to it. Well, these, like I said, these 90-minute tapes are hard to fill, and I'm bound and determined not to send one back empty. So, you'll have to sit here and listen to me think for a while. Oh, yeah. Let's see, tell me I was having little personal problems with these guys, I guess. I don't know whether... Just can't get accepted into the group for some reason. Feel kind of alienated. Of course, not with any of the other new guys. I hit it off with a couple of the new guys all right. But the old guys just kind of have their own little clique there, and they just don't have anything to do with you. You're kind of sub-ranked. I was kind of pushy there for a while when I was the only new guy around, you know, because I had to have somebody to talk to. And, I don't know, but things seem to be straightening out a little bit now. Nobody seems to be hassling. I don't really care that much anymore now. I got my own setup going, you know, and most of my questions about, this place over here have been answered. Kind of getting in the groove of things. I don't know, it's really funny. They, people are really kind of, funny. They just, you know, are so worried about, competition. They're so jealous so fast, you know. Afraid some... What really gets me, these guys about flying, They act about flying the way a 15 or 16-year-old kid does about driving, you know. Every 16-year-old thinks he can drive better than anybody else he knows his age, you know. And then these guys take it even a bit farther and saying that there's certain people they wouldn't like to fly with. Just like back at Rucker Moore, I don't know what the deal is. You talk about professional pilots. The Army knows no such thing. The Air Force has professional pilots. The Air Force takes an airplane and they set up certain requirements for it. They won't touch down at any strip, landing strip, that isn't twice as long as what they need to land a C-130, for example. Say they need 1,000 feet to set a C-130 down. Well, they make their minimum 2,000 feet. They leave themselves a little room for errors, like an engine failure, brake failure, prop failure, tire failure, you know. Okay. Well, they just absolutely won't mess with it. The mission is not that important. The safety of the people in the aircraft is more important. And Air Force pilots are not daredevils at all. They don't take any chances of any kind. They take probably... Not much greater chances than a civilian airline pilot would. Well, anyway, but the Army, they're really cut rate. They really are. For example, we got a 48-foot diameter rotor blade, so our criteria for hover downs into an LZ is 49 feet. That gives us 6 inches on each side. Well, I can see the tape's just about out now, so I'll say goodbye for now. I remembered to enclose the money this time, so now that I'm thinking about it at the end of the tape. So, well, I'll say goodbye, and I love you, and
Send me some pictures, okay? Sweetheart. Goodbye. This has been pre-recorded. Goodbye.
Well, I seem to have a little bit left, so I'll just fill it up with the alphabet.
Well, I'll suck.